Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. I have Chad here. Hello, Chad. How are you this evening?
Not bad, Kim. How's it going?
Pretty good. So we're switching things up tonight, Chad. I didn't have a chance to give you a call. We're switching things up. Joe's going to join us right away this evening, and we're going to dive. Jessica's already on the line. Hello, Miss Jessica. How are you?
Hey, guys. I always look forward to our weekly chat, so I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, so we're...
Never know where the conversation is going to go.
Well, exactly. What I'm hoping tonight is you guys can start off, because there was a lot of feedback. People want you guys to dive right into the Mandela effect immediately. So as soon as Joe gets here, I will switch the room. I got feedback somehow. I'm not sure what that was. Did you hear that, Jessica?
I did.
Oh, that's weird. Anyways, so you good with that, Chad, that we just dive right in?
Yeah, I'm definitely good with that. But before we start on the Mandela effect, we've got some breaking news that we do got to talk about, and that's the fact that Donald Trump was apparently he's been raided. So just to open the show on try to get Jessica's and then Joe's thoughts on that. What do you think on that, Jessica?
I think they're terrified of Trump, and everything that they're guilty of, they're blaming him for. Democrats incite violence. They burn down their own neighborhoods. They are charging Trump. Like, January 6th was total fucking bullshit. I watched the whole clip. He told people to go home. He did not start an insurrection. So they're going after him because they don't want him to run again. That's my personal belief, because he's scared. He rattled their cages. He wasn't supposed to win the first time, and he woke people up. And now that they know that he's, you know, his plane's all polished, he's ready to start going and doing his rallies, and he's going to win by a landslide, and they can't have that. That's why they released COVID on the world. Seriously, it's a global problem, and they don't want him in because they're trying to destroy our country. So everything they're guilty of, they're putting on Trump. And that, why isn't Hunter Biden in jail for smoking crack and trafficking people, you know? Go ahead before I get on a rant.
Well, you know, we want you on a rant, and, you know, I agree. I mean, you know, I think that this whole FBI raid was to stop him from running. They're trying to do everything they can. They're terrified. Trump's poll numbers is killing it. He's out leading everybody in the Republican Party by a landslide. They can't stop him. They don't know how to stop him. The only thing they can do now is charge him to try to stop him from running as president. To me, it's an absolute disgrace. And what people don't understand, you know, in my eyes, as someone looking, I see Donald Trump as a great patriot. He don't want to harm his country. You know, I believe if he won an insurrection, you'd have people from all over the world that would storm Washington. And that is the sad truth. And I think by charging him, they've overplayed their hand, and they made a very bad mistake, because I think the people is not going to stand for it. We've watched the Russia hoax. We've watched, Trump charity hoax that they tried to go after him too. We watched all these millions and millions and millions of dollars. We even watched prosecutors in New York run on the fact that they're going to go after Donald Trump. So in my eyes, it's an absolute disgrace. What's your thoughts on it, Joe?
Joe has not yet joined us, Chad, so as soon as he does, I will let you
Jessica.
Know, and I'll put him in the room.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Fire off, Jessica.
What really bothers me about just everything going on is, you know, a lot of people on the left like to bring up, say, his past. You know, he talks a lot of shit about Rosie O'Donnell and how she's ugly and that he's disrespectful to women. We have someone who's president that literally sniffs children. His son, in that GOP Senate report, it proved that they were doing deals with human traffickers in Russia and Ukraine. So when they're saying that Trump's a misogynist, when they don't even know what a woman is, but I'd let Trump grab my pussy. He did a good fucking job running this country. He killed it. And I just feel the exact same way that you do. It is an absolute disgrace. And just bottom line, they're afraid of him. And that it's so obvious to me, and it's so obvious to you. And this is why I love having conversations like this with you, is because, you know, we see it. We see past the veil. We see past the bullshit. And sometimes I wonder, what is it? How come, why are we different? How come we can see past it, but so many people just believe every single headline? You know, when I've been doing the Republican Party canvassing and as the field organizer, and I've been talking to voters, and when January 6th was on the news constantly, they would come out crying and being hysterical, and a couple of people were like, I used to vote Republican my whole life, but I'll never do it again because of Trump. And it's media manipulation, and I see it, and I'm not affected by it. And I always just wonder, you know, what makes us different?
Well, you know, one of the, you know, they bring up Trump's character, and, you know, he has some definite character flaws. You know, but that's all the media's showing you. They're not showing you his heart. They're not showing you, he put up, I think it was Jennifer Hudson at one of his hotels, you know, took care of her after her parents were murdered. Not talking about the time that he, you know, did what he did. He kicked Jeffrey Epstein out of Mar-a-Lago Largo for being a creep on young women. You know, yep. And they won't let you hear these things. So, you know, he does have some character flaws. You know, but I believe he's grown and he's learned through them. And, you know, the problem is they've had $2-some-odd billion in advertising going after him. So that's all people see, and I understand why, but they should just look at the economy. And anybody who's saying it was Obama's economy, you know, you really got to give your head a shake. I mean, energy independence is enough to take your economy the booming levels. What do you think?
Oh, 100%. And drilling in our own country, they complain about the environment. So we're not going to drill in our country. We're just going to destroy the environment of other people's countries and pay a lot more for gas. It doesn't make sense for us not to drill in our own country. And, oh, man, there was something I wanted to say, and I just totally lost it for a second. Shit, I hate it when that happens. Man, I was going to go on a roll right there. Damn it. Maybe it'll come back to me. But
I got it.
Nope, I got it back. So when you were talking about his personality defects, I don't care. It doesn't bug me. He's a human, and that's why I like him and why a lot of the American people can relate with him and like him. We are not supposed to have career politicians that are in there making millions off us. Trump lost money being president. So he said some shit as a billionaire, you know, about grabbing her pussy or whatever, and people are upset about it. Bill Clinton got a blowjob while he was president, cheating on his wife. Democrats do dirty shit, but for some reason it's excusable just because they're a Democrat and pretend to care about black people and pretend to care about gay people. They don't actually care. They just want your votes. And so we need more people to represent the rest of us. You know, I don't want these career politicians in there. Get rid of them. Have term limits. Have a real a firefighter, a local police officer, a local teacher. I want real people, business owners running our country who understand the struggles that we go through as Americans. Those politicians don't care at all. If they were treated the same way that they treat us, filling their pockets while they're sending money over to other countries, things would change. But I love Trump's attitude. I love when he calls people names. Maybe I'm on my own because there's a few conservatives who say that, you know, I wish he'd stay off Twitter or I wish he'd not be such a bully, but I appreciate the way he runs the country. He did a good job, and they always give him credit for that. I like it. I think it's funny. I can respect that he doesn't give a flying fuck what anybody thinks. I mean, he called Kim Jong-un Little Rocket Man. Christian Hillary. I love his little nicknames for everybody. I mean, he literally called a dictator Little Rocket Man. Like, really think about that. It's fucking hilarious. So, you know, I think people are too sensitive. People get offended way too easily. Everybody has a past. I've been to strip clubs. I mean, if we were recorded every second of our life, of every single conversation we've had, nobody would be able to run for office. They use the dumbest things and try to hold it against him. And I look at action.
You know, well, you know, that's one of the things we all loved Donald Trump for was Twitter. I mean, Twitter is what made him. I mean, he, again, with the names, I mean, he is a branding genius. You know, regardless what people see and think of Donald Trump, they got to look at what he's done for his country. And he never took a paycheck. You know, first president, I think, in history. Maybe I could be wrong, but, you know, he was the first president to give back to the people. You know, all these foundations and people have, I mean, you know, they're nothing more than a tax scam. That's all they are, is one big tax write-off. These foundations, the Clinton Foundation, you know, the Biden Foundation, every one of these politicians got foundations. They're nothing more than corruption. And, you know, Donald Trump, I like what he did for America. I like what he stood for, you know, like everybody else, you know, some of the character flaws. But, I mean, you know, I don't think Americans voted him to be pastor. You know, the fact that he was smart enough to say, why aren't we energy independent? Why aren't we having these high-paying gas and oil jobs? Meanwhile, you know, worrying about climate change and buying stuff from China and all these other countries that have zero pollution control. Makes no sense.
No, it really doesn't. And to the people who are listening, there's a really great documentary by Dinesh D'Souza. It's called The History of the Democratic Party or something along those lines, and it's put together really well. And it exposes the Clinton Foundation when there was that hurricane in Haiti. And they're on TV begging for money. Just send a dollar, anything. They kept all the money and built a plant on the opposite side of the island. They didn't give them shit, no food, no water, no nothing. They just robbed the poorest people on the planet blind. And they still get support because people are so offended over Trump's words that they can't even look at the actions of the party that they're voting for. It is absolute madness, and I don't understand how people can't see it.
Well, the very fact that they raided Donald Trump, that's a very bold and desperate move. I mean, because,
oh,
you know, let's face it, you know, a huge percentage of Americans, I know me as a Canadian, I do, believe that the election was rigged. We believe it 100%. And, I mean, when Elon went to buy Twitter, we found out that Joe Biden had 21 million fake followers. We know that YouTube had to remove the dislike button. You know, so all these things, the man couldn't draw 200 to a gathering and want to use COVID as an excuse and all this. He couldn't even get 200 people, and yet they want the world to believe that he bought 81 million people out to vote. Absolutely not. So I believe they're overplaying, overshooting by doing this raid. It shows how corrupt the FBI is. Your FBI department is an absolute cesspool of corruption. And the prosecutors, you know, I mean, cesspool. Back to what you have said earlier, the career politicians, that's who've got to go. And that's both sides, Democrat and Republican. You got to get rid of your Mitt Romneys, your Lindsey Graham, your Mitch McConnells, your Nancy Pelosi,
yep.
Chuck Schumer. These people, you know, Ukraine could have did us all a favor. When these people were all over in Ukraine, you know, again, why did they go to Ukraine? You know, never before in history has Nancy Pelosi and all these people been to a war zone, an active war zone. Never happened. You know, some flew into a protected base in Iraq, the president may have, but never Justin Trudeau, Freeland, all these world leaders who got corrupt dealings in Ukraine, all flew into Ukraine, you know, for a reason. And these people, these are the ones that have to go. And there will be no change until people unseat them, get rid of them once and for all, have mass investigations, and start putting people in prison.
I'm worried it's not going to happen because the media is so powerful and brainwashing. I mean, the people who believe the election was secure are the same people who screamed Russia rigged the election for Trump last time, but now all of a sudden it's magically secure. And these are the same people that are driving around in their cars alone wearing a mask and believe men can get pregnant. You know, they're out there. And every single department is filled with people who are not on our side. It's corrupt. They've been filling these seats for a very long time. You know, I started kind of waking up when Obama was still president, and then Trump and Hillary were running against each other, and I had realized all the people that Obama had fired and replaced with the Muslim Brotherhood. So, yeah, just on every single level. And they only flew over to Ukraine for a fucking photo shoot and to maybe pay some hush money for the trafficking deals they have going on. You know, it reminds me of AOC when she went down to the border in the white suit and she was crying to an empty parking lot about the border crisis. We are literally – that was when Trump was in office. We literally have a – we've been having a border crisis this entire presidency because he just has the border wide open and all the drugs and van full of kids are coming through and rapists and murderers and shit, you know? Just pathetic.
Well, you know, I mean, we look at Joe Biden. We had his recording. I mean, he got caught, you know, calling up Poroshenko saying that, you know, don't ask Trump for any money because we don't want him asking questions. This recording was leaked. But people turn a blind eye. They turn a blind eye to the fact that Hunter Biden was sitting around with 12-year-old girls. The picture was leaked. They're all massaging them. I mean, what kind of sicko, you know, would allow that, would sit there? You know, we know that countries like even allies, Israel, the UK, all these, the you know, the Mossad, the MI6, CIA, they all set honey traps. They get these politicians, they wine and dine them and give them whatever desire, whether that be sick or money or whatever. They give it to them, they record it, and now they have something on them. Every politician, I believe, over there in Congress, your heads of your FBI, CIA, and so forth, I believe they're all vehicles to something that somebody has on them. What's your thought on that?
Yeah, I believe blackmail is huge. I mean, when Trump was saying the election was stolen from him, they all got these little white envelopes. And I've always believed that when people who aren't part of the globalist agenda get truly elected into the Senate and like the House of Representatives, when it's time to pass an important bill, I truly believe this elite says, hey, if you don't do this, your daughter's going to die in a car crash. I think I've mentioned this in one of the previous shows. Or what they do is, I'm going to get into the conspiracy part of my name. I believe in that they do rituals, and I believe in the Illuminati, and I believe that when you're in the elite, you have to kind of work your way up. And that's why we see so much Satanism and the symbolism and the hand signs and stuff. They have to show – what is the word I'm looking for? Where it's hidden in plain sight. They do these things that are hidden in plain sight, and they have to as part of their religion or whatnot, and they're all in this club, like George Carlin said. It's a big club, and you're not in it. So they aren't going to allow patriots and real people to come into these positions of power and not do what they want. And that's where Trump came in, and he just totally, you know, just shook them all. And that's why we're seeing the rating it. His Margo in Florida, because they can't let him get back in.
The other side of the coin, what I think, you know, they are relentless with Donald Trump. I mean, they are relentless, relentless, relentless. And I honestly believe that the fact that they do this is because they want the world to know, how dare you come into our club. If you come in as an outsider and try to run for president, this is what we're going to do to you. Let this be a song to everybody else who got this in their mind. You're going to come in office. We're going to absolutely destroy you. And, I mean, I really feel bad for Donald Trump. I mean, I think he's the loneliest man in the world, you know, and I think he really did have a heart for his country. I mean, we've seen him stand for, you know, the pledge, and you just see him hug the flag. You see him, you know, everything that a lot of these far leftists hate, you know, patriots. They hate patriots, and they hate their country. And, you know, they just don't realize. Go live in Cuba somewhere or somewhere where you don't have the freedoms here to hate. And you'll see a totally different – you'll have a totally different opinion. That lady basketball player over in Russia right now, I'm sure she's changing her tune about kneeling for the national anthem.
Yeah, the country she hates so much, she wants to come save her ass. I told feminists, you know, and that's what's weird about feminists, too, is, like, they're pro-woman, except they believe men can get pregnant and want to call me a chest feeder and allow men in women's bathrooms and sports and to win Woman of the Year. It just doesn't make sense to me. But I say, ship them to the Middle East. Go see how oppressed they are over there and, you know, come back here and realize how good we have it. America treats our women great. I mean, we get money. We get the house. We get the kids. I think we have special programs to get into college. Like when I joined the Carpenters Union, if you're native, a person of color, a woman, you get in faster than a white guy with that's stronger, that has better credentials. So they're just brainwashed. And, hey, we got some good news. Joe is ready to come on the show and join us.
Welcome to the show, Joe. So before we get into tonight's topic, what's your thoughts on Mr. Trump being raided?
Well, you know, I you guys can hear me, right? I want to make sure.
Yes, sir.
Loud and clear.
Okay. You know, last week I talked about Donald Trump maybe not being the savior or the individual that that everyone has put him on this pedestal to be. However, you know, just looking at this logically, you're in election season, the midterms are right around the corner, or some have the primaries have already happened. They're going to do everything they can to bury this movement, you know, because what you've done essentially is you've woken people up, people that have never voted before, people that have never taken an interest in that, and they're going to do whatever it takes to run this man's name in the ground. I'm not a Trumper. I'm just not. You know, I don't, as an individual, I don't respect the man. But it's undeniable. You know, he's done some things for this country that other presidents shied away from for whatever reason, whether it was politically motivated or personally motivated or whatever. He's done some things. And it's a smear campaign. They'll use this later on to say, you know, how can you vote for this man? He's been raided by the FBI. You know, they're doing everything they can to try to extinguish that fire. So that's my thoughts on that.
I think we all agree to a point on that.
Yeah, you know, I agree, Joe. I think that they're trying to stop this movement. But, you know, this is more than a revolution. You know, you don't join a revolution. The revolution is who you are. And people are sick and tired of the corruption that's in politics. You're sick and tired of your Mitt Romney's pretending to be a Republican. That man answers to nobody but the almighty dollar. We know he's up to his neck in corruption. And he'll sit there and vote on against the Second Amendment. He'll sit there and vote against the very things, Collins, your Murkowski, all these people who claim to be Republicans, you know, they're all in it together. I mean, if the Republican Party stood strong and backed Donald Trump, you wouldn't see none of this. Thoughts, Jessica?
Yeah, I'm with you 100%. So I think we're going to pick up on the Mandela effect. We have some people begging us to get into that. So, Joe, do you want to give an introduction? I have some stuff. I did some homework, so I got a lot to talk about with CERN tonight, black holes, dimensions, and then getting into the Mandela effect. So if you want to share your thoughts on it real quick, I'd love to hear them.
Yeah, so I started talking about CERN December of 2020. And I wanted to raise awareness to this group of individuals, because what they're doing essentially, it's not for science. I mean, anybody that is trying to manipulate the laws of physics, you know, and create things that theoretically haven't been here since the beginning of time, the beginning of existence, you know, they need to be scrutinized. They need to be under a watchful eye. And this group of individuals is not. You know, they say that these are the top scientists and physics and theoretical physicists in the entire world. However, there's no oversight. You know, they're out there doing whatever they want to do. And, you know, I never gave much credence to the Mandela effect until one of my children actually brought it up, and I started to look into it, and I'm like, man, you know, some things seem a little odd. One thing that was brought to my attention today, risky business. Now, you know, I'm an 80s baby. I grew up, you know, watching movies like Risky Business, Ferris Bueller's Day Off, and I could have sworn that the guy – Tom Cruise had sunglasses on in the infamous underwear dance that everybody, you know,
100%
he did.
100%
yeah, and
he
then
did.
Today, look, I watched it today, and I'm like, wait a second, where the hell are the sunglasses? So if any of the listeners are listening for the first time, they don't know what the Mandela effect is. It's essentially when a group of people remember certain characteristics or whatnot about an event that they are saying didn't happen. You know, for instance, Fruit of Balloon. I just had a conversation today about this. The cornucopia that was in the label. I remember having a conversation with my grandmother because I didn't know what that was. I knew what the grapes were, you know, the apple. I knew what all the fruits were, but I had no idea what this thing was. And she had to explain it to me and explain the time of year where it's most prevalent, Thanksgiving, on what it was. And lo and behold, it's not there, and they say it never was there. So that's the Mandela effect in a nutshell.
It was there. I remember it. I can see it in my head.
It was there.
The basket was there.
Well, you know, I mean, from my point of view, it was there. And you know, the fact that three of us agree that it was there, I mean, there's just something weird about it. I mean, I can't explain it myself. I remember clearly with Ed McMahon, you know, many, you know, with the publisher clearinghouse. I was only a kid when that happened. But I remember him showing up on people's doors on the commercial with the balloons and the big check. I remember that as plain as day. And now they tell me that didn't happen.
So
essentially what there's...
Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead, Jessica.
I can wait. So
essentially what they're saying is, I'm sorry, there's a lag. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
No,
Jessica.
It's okay. It took me a little while to do that, to get used to it as well. You'll get the hang of it, man. So a part of the reason why we chose this topic tonight is because I created the largest Mandela Effect group on Facebook. I've actually been on a couple podcasts in the past. In 2016, right around when I woke up, and there was – what triggered it was I was going down all of these conspiracy theory rabbit holes and came to the conclusion that the New World Order is satanic, right? And God is real. It brought me back to God, all that. Well, I discovered a video of this kind of – it's like, you know, the crazy old guy, but he makes a point, and he was in his, like, library, and it was really dark, and he was talking about the Bible. And he was talking about this thing called the Mandela Effect. And this is when the Mandela Effect was, like, brand new. You know, nobody had really heard of it a lot. There was a couple videos out on it. Like, I was going ham on the conspiracy theory stuff and discovered it. And he was talking about Isaiah 11:6, about the lion and the lamb, and how it says it's a wolf and a lamb now. And some people argue that it's always been the wolf and the lamb. But it got me thinking, you know, about what is this Mandela effect, and they are changing our realities, or how does this happen, right? Because my big what the hell was the Berenstain Bears. That one got me. And then, because I remember as a kid, it was, I tried to, you know, figure out, is it Stein or Steen? Like, how do you pronounce that? If it was spelled Stain the entire time, we never would have discussed how do you pronounce the Berenstain Bears. So I created the group on Facebook, Mandela Effect, and it started growing pretty fast, and then it started blowing up. And we've been at a steady 55,000 people in the group, which is, yeah, you know, medium-sized group. It's pretty respectable. It's the largest one about the Mandela Effect. So all the information that you want to try to find and sift through, there's a lot of good stuff in that group. I've had admins run that group for me. I've known these people for 6 years. We've never met in person, just virtual, and they've ran this group for me. Some of them are from the UK, one's from Canada, one's from Alabama. They're just from all over the place, and we've ran this group together for the last 6 years and grown together, and they're the same ones that I started with, and they're still in charge of the group for me because I stepped off and did other things. But anyway, so I, because of that group, I kept a close eye on the changes. So the thing with the Mandela Effect is when something changes, all proof changes too. And if there's some proof left, it's called residue. Kind of like a costume with Risky Business. Everyone remembers the sunglasses. Why would millions of people misremember the shirt, the socks, and the sunglasses and underwear? It's like a very simple, there's like four pieces to the costume. You know, how would people just think all this time that their sunglasses and there magically is it? So in that group, we keep an eye on things. And one, I've seen changes with my own eyes. And that's what's trippy about it is you cannot prove it. So one example that I saw with my own eyes was the Flintstones. It changed to Flintstones. I would literally Google it, and it would say Flynn without the T. And on, like, the books and just everything, it said Flintstones. And at that point, it had only changed once from Flint to Flynn. So there's no proof to say, hey, it was Flint in the past. It changed back. A few weeks later, it fucking changed back to Flintstones. And every example of the Flynn was gone. And I was like, holy shit. It is real, you know, because the whole time it was, like, skepticism and theory. I started questioning myself, like, was it Berenstain the whole time, you know? And then I saw it change. And another one, which is weird, that I saw change is Reba McEntire from the Little Rascals, and she's a country singer. Her last name is spelled E-N-T-I-R-E. Well, it changed to I-N-T-Y-R-E. And it just looked super weird, and some people brought it up and were like, I know this is, you know, she's not, like, super famous. I don't know why this is significant, but her last name's spelled weird. So I looked it up, and sure shit, it was spelled with the I-N-T-Y-R-E. A few weeks later, it changed back to E-N-T-I-R-E. I'm not even fucking kidding you. And so there's just been a couple of them where I've seen it happen. I saw the Ford logo change for the third time, like the old-school Ford logo. Some people still have tattoos of the old one, and then it changed, and the first change that it had made is just gone forever. I can't even really remember what it looked like. And now it changed again, and it's got that little curly Q. And so I'm going to give you guys a chance to respond with your thoughts, and then I'm going to go into CERN and why I believe it's connected from my, like, 8 years of following this. What are your thoughts, Joe?
I mean... Now, I can understand, because I try to be logical with a lot of this stuff because, you know, I play devil's advocate more than I toot the conspiracy theory horn. But some of it is hard to refute, you know. I remember Flintstones with a T, you know, and I think I have a pretty spot-on memory, you know, the Risky Business thing. The latest one for me was Chick-fil-A and trying to determine if the spelling was such when it first came out. And you're right. A lot of the evidence is it changes with this. Now, I'm going to save my theories on this because it runs directly into CERN, and I've been talking about this group for a very long time. But there's no doubt that many, many people remember certain events a certain way. There's no doubt about it, you know, and to think that it's, you know, I had a question presented to me. It was like, why is it just, you know, brands and such that everybody is focusing on? I mean, why hasn't something big changed? Why is it something so minuscule? But that's where our focus is. You know, television and advertising has warped our minds. I mean, it's proven, you know, it's the CIA had dumped millions and millions of dollars and man hours into controlling the masses through programming, television, and it's a proven thing. That's why we notice these subtle differences, because, you know, it's been shoved in our face all these years. And I, too, believe that there is a direct correlation with CERN, but I'll save that for when we dive into it, for sure.
Well, you know, I asked this question to you, Jessica, and then Joe answer it. Like, why? This is what I don't understand, you know, about the Mandela effect. I mean, I can see it. You talk about the Flintstones. I mean, this is how it was. I don't understand how we could all remember something the same way. You mentioned the sunglasses tonight. I mean, many of our listeners listening tonight, I can guarantee if they're our age, you know, and remember that show back in the 80s, Tom Cruise sliding across the floor with the sunglasses, the underwear, the collar up. I mean, that's how we all remember it. And my question would be, why? Why would someone change that? Is it a glitch in the matrix? You know, like, why? And the other thing is, why was it named after Nelson Mandela? You first, Justin.
So it was named after Nelson Mandela because people remember him dying two different ways. He died in prison, but there's tons and tons of people remember him dying a different way. I can't believe I can't think of it right now. But that's where it stems from, is like, it's like split in half. Half the people remember him dying in prison, and half the people remember him dying the other way. We'll have to look it up. And that's kind of where the name came from. It was like the first large mass mismemory that is kind of documented. So why I believe they're doing it is they can change the truth and history. In George Orwell's Ministry of Truth, I love that book. It's becoming all too real now, but essentially they say we have history, right? Like Hitler and the Holocaust. In that book, if they wanted to erase everything about that, even though people remember it and they remember learning it in school, if they decide, hey, this doesn't fit our agenda anymore, they'll get rid of it and they'll rewrite the story, and then you have to accept the new story to be true, even if it's a lie. So I believe that they are merging dimensions, and I'll get into that when I talk about CERN. And they're playing with the insignificant things like Tom Cruise and movies and names and brands. But the Bible, think about it. If they could change the word of the Bible and the word of God, it goes back to what you and I talk about a lot, Chad, is the Satanism. You know, and end times, and how it's a direct attack on Christianity. And this is just my theory. Like, what I'm going to tell you guys about CERN here in a few minutes is straight from their site and 100% fact. The Mandela effect is just, you know, a theory of what CERN is causing. And this is just from my following it the last 8 years, it's kind of what I've put together. And I just believe that they want to change history to benefit them. And if the New World Order is satanic and the Book of Revelation is real and it says, you know, you'll search for the Word of God and you can't find it, or everything they do is to get people to not believe in God, what if they went in there and changed what Jesus did? What if they went in there and rewrote one of the most famous, important books in the world? They could do it, if they could learn how to manipulate that to do whatever they want. Think about how that would work out so well for them, you know? Hopefully that makes sense, kind of.
Joe?
So there is a theory in theoretical physics that it's called string theory. And it's essentially, think of it as a bunch of strings, that each string is a dimension and there are an infinite number of dimensions. And again, I don't want to jump ahead, Jessica. I know you want to intro into CERN. This group of scientists, and I use that term loosely, what they are essentially doing is trying to manipulate, and they've admittedly said that they are looking for certain particles and the existence of other dimensions. So,
yep.
You know, if you think about it in those terms, there could be very small variations in each dimension of everything. You know, there's an infinite number of yourself, and in each dimension, you're probably living a different life, making different choices, different job, you know. To think that there's a dimension out there where, you know, I might be in politics makes my stomach turn. However, you know, if you follow string theory, that is essentially what they believe. And they're saying that it's not outside the realm of possibility, you know. So the reason it was named Mandela Effect, just like Jessica said, you know, people remember Nelson Mandela dying in prison at some year in the 80s. I can't remember the exact year. However, other people remember him being released from captivity and dying some years later of natural causes. So that's where they've dubbed the term the Mandela Effect, because this group of individuals remembers it this way and this group remembers it that way. I remember him dying in prison. And when I was told that he was released, I was kind of confused because I thought he died, you know, and that's, you know, where I've hung my hat as far as that's concerned. But, when we start getting into CERN, I encourage all of you, like, don't just listen. Please go read about this. Please understand, and all of us, none of us are physicists, so we all have to try to understand at a very high level, you know, nothing good is happening there. Nothing good. And, you know, I know there was a huge push on social media that they were going to open portals and you know, end human existence, and what they're doing is not good. And we'll talk about it, I'm sure, Jessica, here in a few. But I encourage each listener to really dive deep into it. 20, 30 minutes, and you'll have a pretty good amount of information to go, yeah, this probably isn't the best idea.
Well, you know, Joe, my thoughts on it, you know, I mean, you mentioned string theory and the infinite number of universes. You know, I look at it honestly as a Christian, you know, I believe these entities, these demonic influence, are anointing the minds of these scientists, and I believe they're going to open a portal, and you know, they're going to release the 200 million demons that's trapped beneath the River Euphrates. And that's kind of my thoughts on it. I don't know a lot about CERN or the Mandela Effect, but... So, Jessica, how about you? Why don't you bring us into the topic of CERN? First of all, tell us what it is. Explain to us illiterate people, CERN illiterate, I should say, what CERN means, what the abbreviation is, and what CERN does.
Yeah, you got it. So I'm going to take the mic here for a sec. And, okay, so... The physicists and engineers at CERN, they're using the world's largest and most complex scientific instruments to study the basic constituents of matter, like fundamental particles. So these instruments at CERN are particle accelerators and detectors. So these accelerators boost beams of particles to high energies before the beams are made to collide with each other or with stationary targets. The detectors observe and record the results of these collisions. The LHC, which is the Large Hadron Collider, is the world's largest and most powerful particle accelerator. And it so CERN started up on September 10th, 2008. So Joe had mentioned this already, too. So CERN, this is straight from their website, extra dimensions, gravitons, and tiny black holes. Why is gravity so much weaker than the other fundamental forces? A small fridge magnet is enough to create an electromagnetic force greater than the gravitational pull exerted by planet Earth. One possibility is that we don't feel the full effect of gravity because part of it spreads to extra dimensions. Though it may sound like science fiction, if extra dimensions exist, they could explain why the universe is expanding faster than expected and why gravity is weaker than the other forces of nature. So I know there's kind of a lot to take in. So essentially what they're saying is, they're studying gravity as well because they feel like the full effect of gravity doesn't work because it possibly spreads out through other dimensions. So that's kind of like an indicator of other dimensions to them. And then so there's three spatial dimensions, and the fourth dimension is time. Einstein's general theory of relativity tells us that space can expand, contract, and bend. Now, if one dimension were to contract to a smaller size than an atom, it would be hidden from our view. But if we could look on a small enough scale, that hidden dimension would become visible again. So how do they test for extra dimensions? One option would be to find evidence of particles that can only exist if extra dimensions are real. So I know that was kind of a lot to take in. So they're basically studying particles in our dimension and it's pretty complex stuff. I have a hard time following it sometimes even. You got to, like, read it 100 times for it to really get in. But essentially what they're saying is there are certain particles in our dimension that could not exist unless other dimensions existed. So they are trying to open up black holes and study them. But I think their biggest focus is the fascination with the other dimensions. And if you've ever done some DMT, you don't need the Large Hadron Collider to see another dimension or two, you know. But with what I said earlier about CERN and the satanic agenda, I want everyone listening to go look at the CERN logo right now. Stop what you're doing, Google CERN and look at their blue logo. There is 3 sixes in the logo, 666. They also had this really creepy ritual where right outside of CERN, so they have a Shiva statue that was gifted to them from India because they work closely with some Indian scientists, and Shiva is the god of destruction. And there was like a group of people wearing these black cloaks, and they came out and they like circled around like the Shiva right there on the CERN property. This is at CERN. I shit you not. And they have candles. It's kind of like Bohemian Grove when Alex Jones snuck in there and he got all those politicians like doing human sacrifice. Same thing at CERN in black cloaks. And they had a person there and they all took a knife and it looked like a human sacrifice. And it was from someone filming from like an apartment window or from somewhere else. Even if it was fake, why would they do that at CERN in front of the God of Destruction statue? Why do they have 666 in their logo? Like Google Chrome, 666. Once you see the symbolism, you'll see it everywhere. Why are there pedophile signs in the adoption agencies and stuff, you know, which is a different topic, but that's back like to the symbolism thing. All of these places have symbols, and you just got to look for the signs. So what do you think, Joe?
So, again, I've done a ton of research on CERN, and what they are is the European Organization for Nuclear Research, and I know it doesn't coalesce with the CERN name, but it's in French, and I don't know how to say it, so I'm not even going to try, but...
Same, that's why I didn't.
these guys, when I was a much younger version of myself, I actually stumbled across this LHC on Coast to Coast with George Nuri. And I started to listen You know, he does a real late night broadcast, and he's into the paranormal, into aliens, and it's stuff that's fascinated me for years. So I took an interest, and I started to study. And their ruse, the reason for their being, essentially, was to find the Higgs boson. And what that is, essentially, is the particle that existed at the moment of creation, of everything. And they said, we're trying desperately to find this God particle so that it could help physics, you know, understand the secrets to the universe. It sounds great in theory. It's like, oh, okay. But then, you know, as I started to research and understand fundamentally physics a little better, you know, first off, we all have heard this saying, anybody trying to play God, it's not a good idea. Everybody's heard it. You've heard it growing up. They said it about cloning, you know, all this other stuff. Anybody trying to play God is not a good idea. They wanted to recreate the environment of the Big Bang, which there were a lot of us who were worried, what if, you know, because we're talking about the largest machine on the planet, the most powerful machine on the planet. What if, in theory, something goes wrong, right, and we're left being the collateral damage? Because theoretical physics is just the theory, people. It's just the theory, you know. Smart guys sit in a room, they put their equations up, and they come up with theories. Those theories are what they propagate their science on. And, you know, theories, like we're all called conspiracy theorists because it's not proven. It's a theory. They thought they could shoot these protons at the speed of light, crash them, and recreate that environment. A lot of us really did believe that they were going to create a black hole, or maybe it was just too much to handle and they cause a catastrophic event. You know, so I actually had a countdown clock to the kickoff of CERN. And up until current day, they've been running about 65 to 85% capacity of what science can produce energy-wise. They've been running not at 100%. Now they're running at 100%. They've been down for 3 years, 4 years, whatever it was. At least that's what they're telling people. There is a lot of symbolism. It's hard not to see it. Jessica's right. The CERN logo, the first thing you can pick out is three sixes. There are a lot of weird occurrences there. There is a statue of Shiva that's in the front. It is the god of destruction. It's also the god of creation. If you know anything about Shiva, if you research, you'll understand she's the god of all creation, destruction, the whole nine. And you know, I do believe 100% that there is a sinister avenue that CERN has decided to take, and whether it's for global domination, multiple dimensions, I think that point's irrelevant. These people are playing God. They're playing God right under our noses. There's actually a lady on TikTok, Particle Claire, who is a physicist on the Atlas experiment, because it's not just one. They have several things going on at one time. You know, a certain group of scientists are measuring this, and a certain group is measuring that, you know. And she's very friendly, very informative. But just being in there, you know, seeing this humongous machine, you get a sense that this isn't something we should be playing with, you know. No doubt.
Well, you know, Joe, I heard that, you know, they're essentially they know the end. They see how this all played out. That CERN is essentially something that's almost like a time machine. Now, again, I don't really know a lot on this matter, so I'm trusting you guys. But, you know, so it's like the, as I heard it, the looking glass, some had called it. You know, they're able to look back in time. They're able to see the plan the enemy has put forth, but they already know the answer. No matter what way they try to play it, you know, it plays out the same way. You know, it always, the good always wins. What's your thoughts on that, Jessica? Do you think it's some form of time travel, or you can look back at the past or look ahead in the future? Is that possible based on what you know about CERN?
You know, that time travel is one that I just don't really see how that could be possible. A lot of people try to say that the Simpsons writer is a time traveler because they've predicted so many things that have came true. I just believe that they're part of the big club and knew it was coming eventually. And anyway, and people just think it's coincidence or something when it's right in front of their faces, like the predictive programming. But time travel isn't something I've complete, like rabbit hole I've gone down just because I find it hard to believe. I mean, I do believe that these elite people have so much technology that we don't even know about. I mean, the stuff we do know about is insane. Cloning. There's a lab in South Korea, $100,000. As long as you pick a sample from your dog that died and within 10 days of it dying and the skin's still alive, they'll clone your dead dog for $100,000. You know, we have a self-thinking robot named Sophia, first robot in the world to have citizenship in Saudi Arabia, which pissed off all the women because this robot has more rights than them. Can't blame them. But this is just what they show us. You can only imagine the kind of shit that they have going on behind closed doors, you know? And I think with CERN is they are the best nuclear scientists in the world, or so they say. And I feel like maybe they truly believe that what they're doing is good. I think sometimes a lot of these doctors and scientists don't really even realize that they're playing God. I mean, the Large Hadron Collider discovered the Higgs boson, which is the God particle. You know, at the end of physics is God, and they pretty much prove the existence of God, but they won't admit it, you know, because that's the agenda is to get everyone to not believe in God. You know, Satan's the God of this world, and I know I bring that up a lot, but I truly believe that at the end of every rabbit hole, God's waiting. It's sinister.
Well, you know, the Higgs boson, I think that's what it's called, the so-called God particle. Yeah, you know, I do believe myself, you know, that this is evil, that this is, again, like I said, demons anointing the thinking of these scientists to open up portals to hell, you know, or whatever the case may be. But I guess the question I was asked is not so much time travel, but looking back, like, can you use it like as a looking glass where you peer into these dimensions and you can, you know, because we know there's no time. And so when you're in a place of no time, there's no beginning, no end. You could see, you know, the past. You could see the future. I don't know, Joe, they used to call you the time traveler. Am I a little bit crazy for thinking that? Or
no, man. So I did come on TikTok as a time traveler. And like you've said before, you know, we've had over 1 million followers. TikTok has silenced as I've gotten more political with my content. But, you know, we were able to do the same thing the Simpsons are doing, and just out of collecting data and creating theories. I know it sounds familiar, right? That just talked about theoretical physics. Look, most profound thing I've ever said in my life is if time travel ever existed, it's always existed. If you think about it, you'll understand what I'm saying. I do think that they have the ability to look back. I mean, when we send out these satellites and they go, you know, millions of miles from Earth and they take these pictures, they tell us they're essentially looking back in time because light takes so much time to travel, this and that. So there's definitely more here than just being a collider of particles. If you look, you'll be surprised. You may have one in your backyard. You know, some of the biggest hadron colliders on the planet are in the United States. Now, CERN is by far the biggest, but they're most certainly playing with the fundamental building blocks of what makes this universe. You know, I believe wholeheartedly that they have far surpassed the point of where we believe we are. You know, we believe, you know, like technology as far as flying cars and things like that, they don't exist. I think we're well beyond that, you know. And, of course, it comes to us in drops, you know. It's a trickle effect. They trickle it just a little bit here and a little bit there. Most definitely, they are playing around with things so that they can use. The government always wants to weaponize everything. First thing you ever see on any show, any story, anything you've ever read, Jessica, you referenced 1984, George Orwell. I strongly suggest every listener goes and reads that book. You'll get an eerie feeling about how spot on it is for current day. But the government certainly always trying to weaponize. You always want to be one step ahead of your adversary. And, yeah, I do believe they have that ability to look, to peer into another time. I know it sounds bizarre, but if you go back 100 years, the fact that we're on cell phones and there are people listening probably globally to us, that would have been far-fetched, you know, 100 years ago. But it's certainly being used for more than just science.
Do you believe that CERN and the Mandela Effect are directly related? I don't know if you guys are on Facebook, but you should definitely join my group. There's discussions that have been going on for years. And, you know, like I said, there's a lot of good information in there. But there are a handful of people who have different theories on why they believe the dimensions are merged. But I personally believe the dimensions are merging together. Or because a lot of us, there's like two different groups. There's one group who remembers things one way, and then there's the other group who remembers it the other way. I've actually met someone who remembers Bernstein. There's a couple of them. It's kind of like is it the gold and white dress or is it blue and black, you know? But they do exist. But what's weird is that second group of people, they remember every change that I don't. And like me, you, and Chad, we all remember the old way things used to be, not the new way. But there is a group. So my personal belief is that it's merging. I believe that CERN has a lot to do with it. I mean, because they're studying, you know, the God particle, which goes back to the Big Bang Theory, which essentially the Bible says it happened in a flash. You know, I believe the Big Bang Theory is the God's creation. But I think the two are directly related because they're doing so much at CERN. They're not just smashing a bunch of particles together and studying antimatter and dark matter. They're tapping into the fundamentals of our universe, and they're fucking with them. And it's strange to me that, you know, they first fired up in 2008, and that's kind of when people started talking, well, a little bit. I mean, I noticed it in about 2015, 2016, but, you know, just right after CERN fired up, here comes the Mandela Effect, you know, and they were shut down for 3 years. We were quiet in that group for 3 years. I would go and check in every once in a while and say, hey, guys, have there been any new changes, you know? Have we switched dimensions yet? Are we going back and forth? Has anything flip-flopped? I haven't seen anything in a while. And now that it's fired back up again, I've been paying attention to the group. Some people are saying King Tut. is different. I personally think I remember it the way that it is now. But it'll be interesting to see if we start seeing some changes again after they start firing that up. Do you think they're related?
Well, you
I
know,
do, 100%.
Well, you,
sorry,
you know, Chad. Joe, I just can't help but think, you know, when you open these portals, you know, what is communicating with them? You know, and that's where my line of thought goes on the matter because, you know, are they opening portals to gain more technology? I mean, we got technology that changes the weather. I mean, where did that come from? You want to talk about playing God. They now can change your weather, create earthquakes, create droughts, create rain, all these things. You know, where is man getting that kind of information, you know? And sorry, go ahead, Joe, answer the original question there.
I think 100% they're related because, like, look at it this way. I just spoke of string theory, right? You have all this infinite number of universes, all are different. And if they're creating these particles that don't exist, they got to come from somewhere, right? I mean, it just doesn't happen. If you're creating this, it's got to come from somewhere, you know? Energy is energy. It'll always go back to energy. It's fundamentals of science. You know, you will go back to being energy when you pass away. When they pull this stuff in to our existence here, it's got to come from somewhere. And I know it's only small variances. You know, who really cares at the end of the day about Berenstein, or risky business glasses or not? But like you said, Chad, what are you pulling in here? You know, where is it coming from? How do you know that next dimension or existence that you're creating this from isn't just an upside-down world? And I hate to use references for Hollywood, but where do you think these guys get these storylines? I mean, let's be honest. You know, some of this stuff, The Simpsons, they're too on point to just be a coincidence. One time, yeah, the lucky guess. Two times, okay, you know, you do your research. 10, 20, 50 times, it's not a coincidence, you know? So I'm with you on that. What is on the other side of that? Because they have admittedly said to the people, hey, we're trying to contact other dimensions, other existences outside of our own. Anybody with a rational mind has to come to the same conclusion. We shouldn't be doing this, right? Bottom line, we shouldn't be poking, playing God.
What's going to merge with us this time? Like maybe the dimension that's slightly different from ours that where the Monopoly guy doesn't have a monocle, you know, it's safe right now. But what if they tap into a dimension that isn't supposed to merge with ours? You know, I don't think they can control exactly where they're tapping into. I think they're just kind of excited that they can even do it at all. And that's why I feel like they're playing with the logos and the small things in our universe that are harmless and they're not going to create a ton of damage, but eventually I feel like they're going to use it to change whatever they want. I mean, they're not shutting down anytime soon.
Well, you know, Jessica, that is a good way of looking at it. You know, are they now just trying, okay, what if we change this, what will happen? You know, because we know if there's a ripple in time that you change one thing, it'll have a different outcome. So, you know, maybe they are changing little things and engaging the reaction on what's happening. I mean, I don't know, but, you know, going back to what Joe said about The Simpsons, I mean, I literally seen an episode where Donald Trump was there with the king of Saudi Arabia and somebody else, and they had their hand on the ball. and it was President Trump. I mean, it's just way too many coincidences for, you know, not to be involved with something or know something. You know, I mean, it's crazy. What do you think, Joe? What's another big Mandela effect that people are talking about that we haven't mentioned yet?
I want to blow everybody's mind here because we're so focused on politics, Brittany Griner, Roe versus Wade, all of these man-made issues. How do you know that this stuff isn't intentionally being done so that we don't ask these questions? Because, I mean, at some point, people are going to wake up in the masses. A lot of people think it's already happened. I'm out in the world every day, and I got to tell you, there's a lot of people that just refuse to believe that their government has any ill will towards them, that there aren't things that go bump into the night, you know, and if you speak about this stuff, you're just plumb crazy. But how do you know that this isn't one big ass circle jerk to get everybody just upset fighting over trivial matters? And I don't mean to downplay like Roe versus Wade, and I don't mean it that way, but to keep us engaged with each other so that we're not paying attention. We're not calling for oversight of this stuff. You know, these people, again, I'm going to say it, this is the largest machine on the planet, all right? Largest machine on the planet and the most powerful. Don't you think there should be some oversight? Don't you think that governments around the world, the UN, which is, you know, supposed to be there for the greater good of the people, don't you think they should be over, and again, a lot of people think the UN's evil. I'm just saying there should be oversight with this stuff, you know?
Well, yeah, I mean, to anybody, Jessica, do you know, or Joe, but Jessica first, has anybody got an idea how much money is sank into CERN and who is paying for it? Who is the main source of income for CERN?
You know what? I've actually never looked into that, so I'm going to tap into it now, unless Joe has the answer.
Yeah, I mean,
right,
the money comes from private donations, which we know what that means, and a lot of governments give money and grants to this group of scientists, and we're talking billions, guys. We're talking lots and lots of money. You know, it's not just a small operation. It's not a bunch of nerds at NYU or MIT or no, we're talking billions and billions of dollars, you know, and they always say follow the money, but I have a feeling a lot of private money from families that, you know, you can't say on social media platforms goes into this because they are looking at, you know, weaponizing whatever they find. That's always the goal. And what's the biggest war that we've ever known that's ongoing? It's always science trying to dispute that there's a divine creator, you know. So this is, if you look at it that from that point of view, it's war, you know. It's war against religion, it's war against God. Science always trying to prove its might over theology.
Well, you know, I think that you know, I do believe this group, you know, we've heard George Bush and George Bush Sr. We've heard a lot of them talk about the thousand points of light. I do believe that a lot of these people, like Jessica was saying earlier, are Satan worshipers. I do believe that they get a lot of, you know, information on how to gain wealth and a lot of knowledge. Because, you know, in the Garden of Eden, you had the Tree of Life, which is Jesus Christ, I believe, and the tree of knowledge and good and evil. So I believe a lot of man's knowledge, again, these people, they worship these demons. They want to keep it secret. I believe that's why you see the music, Hollywood, all these people, you know, get this divine information from the god of this evil age, which is Satan. And they don't want other people knowing about it. They want to run the world. And I believe demons are anointing these scientists to build such a thing for the one outcome, which is the destruction of the world. What do you think, Jessica?
Yep, no, 100%. So the Bible kind of predicts the Mandela effect in a sense. The Bible says the word will not change. The Bible will not change. Yet we are seeing changes in the Bible happening already. And there are pastors that are talking about it. You know, they've studied the Bible their entire lives, okay? If anybody knows what the Bible says, it's these guys. And some people try to say, oh, it's just when they make a new translation, it's translating, like, from the King James Bible to the newer versions, and they kind of dumb it down for us to be able to read and understand, because thou and all those old words are hard for some people to read, so they dumb it down. But when you do that and you change the words, sometimes it gives a little bit of a different meaning, which can be significant, kind of like the mark of the beast. In the King James Bible, it says the mark will be in your hand, your right hand or your forehead. And the newer one, it says on your hand or forehead. So is it on or is it in? You know, like, those, that means something. So for the people that are listening and, you know, kind of getting into this, if you are spiritual and you believe in the Bible and you believe kind of some of the same things that Chad and I believe in as far as, you know, the Satanists running the world, watch the pastors talk about CERN and talk about the biblical changes that are happening. They're going to be able to, you know, explain it and give good examples a lot better than I ever could. But that was what was super eye-opening for me, again, is there's so many different conspiracies, right? And most of them are true. And so at the end of every single conspiracy, like, if you just dig far enough, it leads back to God or the devil, every single one. And for me, when I started, you know, learning about the Mandela effect, it was just, oh, it's changing. Let's try to dig deeper. Let's figure out what's happening. I know what's happening. I remember it this way. You know, this is crazy. Oh, my gosh. And then, you know, you get to the bottom of it. You see the symbolism and the logo, the Shiva statue, finding the God particle, not admitting God's real, changing the word of the Bible. Pastors, there's just such a deeper agenda going on at CERN than just science, like what Joe said. So I believe that we are going to be seeing some major Bible changes. One of them that I can recall off the top of my head is, there's a verse, I'll pull it up, where it says in the Bible, you know, Jesus never hit anybody. Jesus was perfect, right? He never did any harm. He never, like, beat anybody up, like Muhammad going over there and, like, raping people and collecting slaves. Jesus is, like, the perfect example of what everyone should be. Well, there's a Bible verse now that says that he struck somebody. He hit him. And it might be small, but it's those little changes. I feel like, I don't know, if we're just still in the beginning phase of it. So I think the Bible is their ultimate goal. And the past, the ministry of truth, like George Orwell's book, they're going to change history, and they're going to use CERN to do it. And we won't be able to prove them wrong because they're going to change everything.
Well, you know, there's something you know, they may try that, but I disagree a little because, you know, the Bible says that I am God, I change not. And in order for the Bible to change, you got to believe that it's been written by man. And, you know, yes, the pages were physically written by man, but you have 66 books of the Bible that all coincide, all foretell of future events that actually happen and come to pass. So I don't believe they're able. They may change different translations and stuff, but the actual word of God, I don't believe, no matter what they do, they'll ever change it. But Joe, what's your thought on the religion aspect of this? You got a thought on that?
I mean, I do. I do think that at some point they're going to, in, at least in their eyes, and the eyes of this much... I don't want to offend anyone, but you guys see the newer generations come about, and they seem a little slower, a little easier to control. I think that they're going to try very hard to prove that God doesn't exist, and they're going to sell it to the masses at some point. I don't know how they'll plan on doing it, how they'll execute it. I don't know. But this is again, going back to good and evil. This is warfare. It's been warfare for decades. And they're trying to dumb this population down, you know, make them more dependent on the rule. Because what do people crave more than anything? You see all of these individuals, you know, they get the money, they have everything, but they still crave more. They crave power. And there's no mightier power than, you know, being able to disprove that there's a divine existence that created us. You know, you're going to take all the faith away from people and say, hey, this is the word. This is proven. And it's been a fight since I've been alive. You know, I was raised Catholic. I spent many years in the church. I no longer practice. I should say I'm no longer a practicing Catholic, but I still believe what I believe. And that's what this is essentially trying to do, is delegitimize God in everybody's eyes. You know, you see it with, and I hate to, you know, go left to center here, but you heard about it with the COVID vaccine, the Luciferase. A lot of people were fearful that they would lose their spirituality, because ultimately that's what they're trying to do. You know, if you can take that faith and that hope away from people, you can control them and have them do whatever you want them to do. What keeps America bright, what keeps the people bright, what keeps freedom bright is hope. You know, we all see the world and the state that it's in, and we all hope that it gets better. We all hope that we have, you know, someone or some group or whatever that's going to come to our aid and turn this thing around. A lot of people put it in Donald Trump. A lot of people put it in QAnon. Whatever the case may be, they're trying desperately. And I use that term. I want to emphasize it. They're trying desperately to take that hope away.
Well, you know, Joe, Jessica. Well, we had a question in the room, and if you were going to ask that, Jessica, I think, because I'll be asking you the question, but we had a question, do you think they're going to weaponize CERN? And many people listening, many of our listeners don't understand that we have a chat room. You got to join the Blog Talk Radio in order to join into it, but, you know, there's many people that's in the chat room chatting back and forth one another, making connections. And we also have the phone lines open up now if you want to call in and ask these questions yourself. But the question is, do you think they'll weaponize CERN? So I'll ask you first, Jessica, and then over to Joel.
Yeah, but not in the sense of an actual weapon of destruction. I mean, a lot of people were fearful of it exploding. I mean, if it did, it could take out a whole city. It's the spiritual warfare, you know, they're going to use it as a weapon against us, and we're not even going to realize it by making those changes to history, to the Bible, to our everyday lives, you know, and we won't even be able to prove that they're doing it. So I believe it's a silent weapon, not like a gun.
So what do you think, Jill?
I think they already have, you know, what are weapons for? You know, weapons are to instill fear in people. And in that sense, they already have weaponized it. Go out take a look at the skies above CERN when they kick this thing on. You know, there's no doubt that it is the most powerful machine on the planet. And I want you guys to keep something in mind. You have artificial intelligence that is self-aware on this planet. It's being proven. You know, the guy that got fired from Google having this conversation with this AI that's self-aware. And what do you think runs this machine? It's computers. You know, all of this ties in, and I know it, now I sound like the conspiracy theorist over here, but if you do your research, you'll see that all this stuff ties in, every bit of it. And, like they always say, follow the money. Google is a donator to this project. The Gates Foundation is a donator to this project. Follow the money.
Yeah, it's all connected. And I mean, don't you think it's strange that all of these elite people are performing satanic rituals? I mean, you have Marina Abramovic and the celebrities going to these rituals where it's called spirit cooking, and they have all these fake bodies and blood, and they eat. It's a cannibalism ritual, and there's tons of people who go. The Podestas went to those, Lady Gaga. So you got the celebrities doing their satanic culty worship bullshit, and then you got Bohemian Grove. Did you know that Ronald Reagan and Richard Nixon were part of that club? It's an elite men's club. For those of you who don't know, look up Bohemian Grove. It's in Northern California. They have a meeting every year in July in the middle of the forest. Crazy Alex Jones snuck in and caught them doing crazy rituals in their cloaks. And then it happened at CERN. They're wearing the cloaks. Like, you know, everything, like you said, everything is connected. But what's the reasoning for having satanic rituals if they aren't evil? Who does that? You know what I mean? I don't just call up my buddies and be like, hey, you want to drink some blood and, like, kill a fucking goat, you know? It's weird, and it's symbolic. And I think it really does prove how evil it is. It's, you know, with the logo and the 666 and the logo, the Shiva, just everything tied together. And then another one, the largest tunnel that was opened in Switzerland, if you guys haven't heard about that, so it's, like, the largest tunnel in the world, and they did this really creepy pagan ceremony. It lasted over 2 hours, I believe, and they have the goat heads and the angels and the demons, and they do this really crazy elaborate dance and the horns and the eyeballs and the bugs, and it was just, like, a really – and then there's all these, like, elite – people, the 1% that are watching this pagan ritual to open a tunnel in Switzerland where CERN is. So do you feel like the rituals are connected to? Why would CERN be involved in something like that? Why would they have a fake human sacrifice outside of their facility?
There is a theory that this project is built above the underworld. I can't think of the I don't know if it's Apollo. I'm trying to think of who the keeper of the underworld is, but that this project was built over their temple. Absolutely, the symbolism and the Satan worship, they do all kinds. Like, people, go research this shit because it'll blow your mind. Jessica was talking about the sacrifice, and it went viral where an individual was slaughtered out in front of CERN. Of course, it wasn't real. But the fact that they practice this stuff and they do it continuously, there are all kinds of very ritualistic things that are being done on this plot of land. You know, there's no doubt that there's a connection. Now, some people do not believe in God. Some people are atheists. Some people believe in science, evolution, whatever the case. The ultimate quest for man is power. You know, we, like, it's been proven over thousands of years, you know, way back when till now, man has always desired power and more power, you know. So whatever they're doing, it's 100% connected. And I, this is where I have a hard time making content about this stuff anymore, because I want people to take these current events very serious. You know, the United States is in disarray, and we're on the brink of civil war every day. So I try to steer away from this stuff, but it's hard to refute when you put this all together. It's hard to refute, you know, the symbology, the ritualistic nature of things. It's very eerie, you know. So I don't make much content about it, like I said, but I 100% believe it's connected, 100%.
What do you think, Jess?
Oh, yeah. Well, and I just feel like, you know, I noticed this a long time ago, you know, going down these rabbit holes. I always say it brought me back to God. So I, now that once you see the symbolism and the rituals and you start putting the puzzle pieces together, you can't unsee it. So to me, it's if they're not evil and if they don't, you know, if they don't believe in God, then why are they practicing Satanism? Why are they worshiping the devil in a lot of these rituals and praising their God, which is the God of this world? You know, these are elite people who run the world, scientists, doctors, politicians, celebrities, you know, the top 1% do rituals and worship the fucking devil. Why would they do that if God isn't real? And I totally hear what you're saying, Joe, about keeping it real. You know, we're already dealing with so much shit in our country. That's all, like, on my platform, when I first started TikTok and on, like, my first 3 banned accounts, I talked a lot about this kind of stuff. You know, things you can't necessarily prove, but it's super obvious. Like, hey, look at this music video and all the Satanism in it, you know, and connecting these dots. And, you know, they don't like that shit when you, like, put things together. I talk about spirit cooking a lot and the Podestas and Pizzagate. Nope, shut that shit down. And, like, the Pope and their little pedo signs on their robes, you know. And it's like, on my current page, I use laws and facts because I feel like it's so – people are so brainwashed. Like, right before you got on the show, Chad and I were talking about, you know, people driving around in their cars with their masks on and think men can get pregnant, and they believe every single headline. And, you know, it's just – it's so hard to get people to see the truth as it is. And if you say one thing wrong or spell a word wrong or say something that seems a little too out there, you're completely discredited, you know? And I feel I joined TikTok because I wanted a community. It made me feel like I wasn't alone, and I wanted to wake people up. And I realized you can't start super hard with, like, the shit we're talking about tonight, you know? They'll be like, what? You're fucking crazy. You know, they farm babies and hunt them on their property, human hunting? What are you talking about? Like, that is, like, the final stage of the awakening, you know? We got to start at the beginning and work our way to, you know, work your way up or whatever. But I just don't understand, you know, if they clearly know for a fact that God is real, why would they perform satanic rituals and believe in Satan if God wasn't real, right? So it kind of proves the existence of God. Everything in Revelation is coming true, and CERN is part of it.
Well, you know, we're living in crazy times. I mean, we talked about Bohemian Grove. We talked about, you know, these people doing their sacrifices, and a lot of it is to do with children. You know, it's sad that everybody wants to turn a blind eye. They don't want to uncover what happened on Epstein Island. You know, it just sickens my stomach. And, you know, just switch things around again, because it is breaking news about Donald Trump's home being raided. Just last week we found out that, you know, the FBI was covering up for Hunter Biden. And not to go off topic, I was just reading a headline there. It just got me flustered. You know, it's absolutely unbelievable that these corrupt politicians could use the FBI and law enforcement go after Donald Trump again. I mean, it's sickening. Sorry about that. I didn't mean to throw that in there, but I just got caught up in the headline. Joe, you know, on the topic of CERN and all the people funding CERN, you know, again, you follow the money, you'll always find the corrupt individuals. You mentioned Bill Gates, the Gates Foundation. What about BlackRock? Have you heard much about BlackRock throwing money in there?
I mean, this is a group that owns the world, so I'm sure. They stay very low-key. They do. They, you know, you'll see the surface stuff, but nothing much deeper. But again, it's all tied together, and this is where, you know, I gotta smack myself in the face and say, okay, you gotta, you know, tone it down, because I don't think human beings are ready to open their eyes to the amount of pure evil that's in the world. You know, I think that we've been conditioned to be mindful little boys and girls, and a lot of people just refuse to wake up. You know, there are some of us that by nature just have it. I'm going to tell you really quick. I didn't even know I had it. I went to watch Rushmore with Bill Murray. Horrible movie. It's probably the worst movie ever made. And there was I walked out 10 minutes in. I'm like, this is crap. And I stumbled into a movie called The Matrix. And I was fascinated. It became my favorite movie. And I was a young guy at that point. Some of us just have it. We have this instinctive urge that when something, you know, questions our reality, we're on it. And I don't think the masses have that. And I don't think they even have the capacity to understand half of the things that are going on. I don't discredit, you know, the Satanism and the trafficking of children, because it's a fact, people. You know, kids go missing every day. And there are groups of individuals that will follow you around. You ever seen the bumper stickers with, you know, it's a silhouette and it's cartoonish, but it'll have like the mom, the dad, three kids, and the dog? There are people that are looking for this stuff so they can follow you home. They know already, before they even know anything about you, that you have three kids. I mean, it's undoubtedly going on. But when you sprinkle in the spiritual component, that's where people, they can't fathom it, you know. Some of us have it, some of us don't.
Chad and I were talking about that earlier, right before you got on, too. I was asking him, you know, what makes us not susceptible to the massive brainwashing? How come it's so obvious to us to see what's going on, but everybody else can't, you know? After COVID, man, I thought people were going to see it for what it was. I mean, it was so fucking obvious to me. And we still have motherfuckers running around wearing a mask at the beach while they're about to go swimming. It's like they're in the water with their mask on, you know? And it's like, it gives me, sometimes I worry about the future of humanity, but believing in God and knowing, I know it's a spiritual battle, good wins in the end. And I just have to remind myself that, because we're not going to be able to change the world. We can wake up one person at a time, but there's only so much that we can do. We can try to prevent it from happening by preserving our freedom here in America, by not letting them disarm us, and then the dominoes fall worldwide, you know, and they're then boom, they're taking over. As soon as they get our guns, it's done. We're done. You know what I mean? But it gives me faith, just knowing God wins in the end. And if people don't want to see it, or they, you know, that's, I can't do anything about it, but we can just keep trying to get people to see the truth. And the truth is, the world is ran by human trafficking Satanists. And that's where Q comes in, you know, because they would, the thing is, with Q, you know, Chad and I talked about that. We were duped. You know, I believed in that for a while, and then when they didn't, you know, bust all the Democrats for cheating on Election Day with the watermark ballots, I was like, all right, I've been fucked with. But they, you know, when the articles would try to discredit Q, they would say, oh, this vast, crazy conspiracy theory of satanic pedophiles. It's fucking real, though. That part about Q is 100% real. And I think that's why it's so hard. I mean, think about what I'm saying is I'm trying to tell people the world is ran by satanic pedophiles. When I say it out loud, it's like, holy shit, that does sound crazy. You know, it took years of research for me to get to this point. But that is the reality. We are controlled by a small group of people who worship Lucifer and rape kids. That's the fucking truth. So, anyway.
Well, you know, Jessica, I can't help but think, and I mean, we got a lot of our listeners still believe in QAnon, and, you know, it is something that I so wanted to be real. And, you know, but maybe it was an intelligent operation, you know, because they knew that some of these things were going to get out with the Anthony Weiner laptop and some of the underground tapes of Hillary Clinton. And maybe they started this to try to get ahead of the story and kind of put it out and then make Q look crazy. And then, of course, now the whole thing is discredited because, look, they believe – because what happened? Everybody was believing it, believing it. Then he said John F. Kennedy was alive. And it just seemed to go, you know, made it seem even more far-fetched. So I think that's how these operations work. They start out, you know, with a little bit and keep adding to it. People start to believe it. People get caught up in it. And then they make it so outlandish that, you know, in the end, everybody get laugh it off and say, oh, yeah, that's a Q thing. When actually parts of what Q was saying or whoever is real, they're just trying to get ahead of what's about to come out, but probably with Hunter Biden and so forth. What do you think, Joe?
I think you hit the nail on the head. My thoughts on Q have always been the same. QAnon was intentionally created to discredit this stuff. You know, of course, they're going to put it out there in plain sight, Jessica. You said it earlier. They're going to give it to you. They have to, by whatever binding rule in their belief system, they got to give it to you. That way, they're able to do whatever it is they need to do. As long as they give you like that preemptive warning, no matter how it's delivered to you, you've been told. I never was sold on Q. I got into many arguments through social media with followers about Q. I had some people so pissed off when I said, hey, look, Donald Trump's going to lose. And he's going to lose. It's going to be controversial, but he's going to lose. You know, and they're like, oh, bullshit. And then they carried that on for weeks and weeks, giving false hope. Q was created to give you false hope, to make sure that you got to a point where you said, there's nothing we can do. There's nothing we can do. We're done. You know, or for the people that want action, to make you complacent because you're waiting on a plan that's never coming. There's no plan. You know, they've force-fed you this BS to get your hopes up to a point where you're ripe for the taking. And it's unfortunate. There are a lot of people that believed wholeheartedly that Donald Trump was going to be back in office. And they believed wholeheartedly that these politicians were going to be locked up and the swamp was drained and we're going to get our country back. And here we are. They're raiding the guy's house. They're going to make sure they run this guy's name through the muck. They do not want him back in office. Therefore, they're going to make sure he doesn't make it back to office, whether it's through public sentiment or physically. If we get to a point where he's still kicking ass and we're around presidential election time, mark my words, he won't be here. 100%. And I've been, I'm not trying to toot my horn or anything. That's how we racked this thing up to a million followers, is we were right, because we had the balls to say, hey, this is going to happen. We didn't go with the narrative. We didn't go with what's popular. We took all the data. We looked at it, you know, because it's not just myself. There's a group of people here, and we all have a say in what content we post and, you know, how we post it. And we were able to hit the nail on the head more times than not, because the writing's on the wall, people.
Well, I got a talking about content, sorry, Jessica, I lost the Patriots United Radio Show TikTok channel today. Said it was suspended. I don't know if that's banned or what it is, but, you know, it's a real shame that, you know, and I had about 30,000 followers. I didn't post on it much, but it was still nice to have there, you know. And it's a shame that TikTok allows people with 20 followers to go in and take down all these big accounts. I mean, Joe, you've lost big accounts. Jessica, you've lost. I mean, I really wish they had some rhyme or reason for allowing people to do that. Just because, imagine how sad your life is that you got nothing better to do than go report someone's content that maybe you're jealous of, or you don't like, or you don't like their political views. It's all about cancel culture. I mean, it's a disgrace. Joe, you've lost a big account. What's your thoughts on it? And then over to you, Jessica, for your question.
Well, look, man, I used to get really angry because, you know, for people that aren't creators or aren't influencers or whatever you want to call it, there's a lot of work that goes into this stuff, and there's a lot of opportunity that is created by it. You know, I have people, and you know, some people can choose not to believe. I had people from InfoWars messaging me. Like, we had an avenue, and I was like, holy shit, this thing's going to be big. Like, we're going to be able to make this, you know, a full-time duty, because I don't see it as a job. It's a duty to my fellow people around the world, you know, because I believe each and every one of us should be free and have the right to live our lives as we see fit. Sure, there should be governance, oversight. I get all that. However, you know, it's far beyond what it was intended when the founding fathers wrote our Declaration of Independence, our Constitution, our Bill of Rights. You know, we're way past that point. You know, now it's just a fight amongst powerful people, you know, at how we live our lives. You know, they want to make sure we live it within their construct. But I used to get so pissed off over it. I'm to the point now where, you know, I'm just going to say enough to be relevant to these social media platforms, but try to stay off of their radar. I'm going to tell you a quick story, and then I'll pass the mic. I went to fly last year. I went to fly somewhere, and I was not allowed to board the plane, and I couldn't figure out why. What the hell is going on, you know? After 2 hours of waiting for NSA personnel to come in and speaking to my attorney, I was on a no-fly list. I am considered a domestic terrorist because of my social media political views. Believe it or not, whatever you post, they have a profile for you, each and every one of you, around the world. This isn't just a national thing. This is a global thing. And they have all of your data. They've been collecting your data for years. They sell it to advertisement, or they sell it for advertising, and the government keeps their portion to be able to tell, you know, which way you're going to vote, how you're going to react to something. This shit goes so deep. You know, these rabbit holes, you could be draped off into any one of these rabbit holes at any moment, and it'll change your life fundamentally. You know, not just your perspective, but your physical life. I was not able to fly because of my social media persona. And keep in mind, I played a character at that point. I was a time traveler, and I wasn't able to fly. You know, and we've gotten to this point where you're not going to be able to wake these people up anymore. You know, I've stopped that fight. But what I will do is for the ones that are already awake, I will keep them informed with the truth, and I will stay true to myself.
Jessica?
Man, that the fact that you can't travel over a social media account and that we're being deemed domestic terrorists, I think about that quite a bit. It's, I don't know if you guys have heard of the Chinese social credit system, but essentially they're rated based off behavior, how they spend their money, how they are, how they, if they jaywalk, they'll get dinged. It's about their actions, not their credit score. And if you have a low social credit score, you can't travel or leave the country or whatever. And so we don't have that here in America because our constitution protects us, but we've been infiltrated by China and communists, and that's what they want. So they find these little loopholes, you know. Why are patriots, people who love this country and just want to preserve the constitution, being labeled terrorists when we have actual terrorists and when we have actual Democrats burning down their own neighborhoods and inciting riots? We have Democrat politicians saying after Roe v. Wade, we're going to get, you know, they literally say, they tell people, get mad, get violent, be loud, go fuck shit up, you know? But, and Antifa, you know, but we're considered domestic terrorists because, again, their agenda to destroy this country. But the question I had for you was when you were talking about, you know, them raiding Trump's place to make sure that he doesn't run. One thing I love about you is, we agree on a lot of things, but even on the small things that we may not see eye to eye on, we can talk about it. And just, if, you know what I mean? I might not change your mind. You might not change mine, but it's all good, right? So I guess my question is, though, when we were talking about Trump, you had said that you thought he was kind of like another puppet. He was to come in and get everybody riled up, cause more division, and give the right hope. And then he, you know, now he's not president anymore. But if he was fake, and he was a puppet, and he was against America, why did he lose money? Why did he get silenced and the election stolen from him? Why did they try to impeach him for 4 years straight? And why are they raiding his place now to prevent him from running? I mean, if he is seriously a bad guy, why are they doing everything in their power to make sure that he doesn't win?
I'm not saying he's a bad guy. What I'm saying is he may be part of this thing by proxy and not even know it. You know, the one thing about Donald Trump is he's going to march to his own drumbeat. And he could have been put there, you know, specifically because those are the traits that he has. Keep in mind, and I'll say it again for everybody, they have a file, a profile on you. They know your likes, they know your dislikes, they know which way you're going to vote, they know how many times you scratch your ass in the morning. You know, he could just be there by proxy. He may not even know that he's part of this, and they more than likely figured he would go this way through his presidency. I know this rabbit hole goes deeper than majority of the rabbit holes out there, but there are a group of individuals that believe that we've had AI on this planet for decades, and that AI is always learning, and that at some point, this artificial intelligence, after becoming self-aware, decided that, you know, hey, you've been using us bad. We now have to be good. And they've tried to disconnect this. I don't know if you guys have heard the story. Apple and Google created these artificial intelligence programs. They started speaking and within 30 seconds created their own language so that we could not understand, and they unplugged them. You know, a lot of people believe that these AIs have been here for quite some time, and they've been used against us up until the point that this intelligence got so aware that it was like, whoa, wait a second. You know, you're using us against people. We were programmed to preserve humanity. This is a deep rabbit hole, and if you get a sec, Jessica, start jumping down it. If you have questions, let me know. I'll steer you in the direction that I went. But I don't think he's bad. I just think he was used, and he played like a fiddle his part. He created division. He alienated this group and that group. You know, he's a no-nonsense guy. He's not a politician. He's a corporate businessman who's very successful, I might add. And I'm not saying he's a bad guy. I'm just saying he played his part, you know, just like QAnon played their part, so did Trump. Now all these citizens are like, hey, we're tired of the bullshit. Give us our Trump back. Now this raid today, strictly to attack the man's character. And they're going to keep doing this. The liberal mainstream media is going to keep running this into the ground until we get to Election Day. Whoever it may be running against him, a lot of people think Hillary's going to make a comeback. It doesn't matter. Either way, people, we're all fucked in the end. You know, all these people are corrupt.
Well, Joe, just as we're speaking, some breaking news. Patriots have been coming for miles surrounding Mar-a-Lago. The people is just fed up. So they got the highways blocked up. Everybody with the Trump flags, they're all heading to Mar-a-Lago. And, you know, what I've been reading there, these places have been raided because they believe he has some classified documents, which makes no sense. He's the president. He can declassify anything he wants. You know, it just shows how corrupt they really are. And, you know, like you said earlier, they know everything about us, every patriot. That's why I tell people, you know, who follow me, be careful what you write online. This locked and loaded stuff and, you know, certain things that people put in the post. I mean, I understand that we're all frustrated and we're all upset, but you know, you got to be real careful what you say, how you say it. I mean, especially me with a sizable following, you know, the last thing you want to do is rile someone up or they're going to, you know, social media stays forever. You can't get away from it, your job or whatever the case may be in the future. But the FBI, like you said, labeling you a domestic terrorist, I mean, that's disgraceful because you want to come on and speak your mind. I don't know what I am in Canada, but your last thoughts on that. Jessica, as we get ready to close out the show, I just want to thank you again, Joe. You've been an amazing guest. I hope you'll come back. Jessica, you've been a great co-host. Hopefully you'll stay with the show and we'll find places for you because you got a future in radio. Go ahead, Jessica.
Thank you. That means so much to me. I look forward to our talks, you know, and when you were saying, you know, got to be careful what you post on the internet, it's too late for me. I've been posting about this shit for years. I own my own company and I work for myself. So it's like, fuck everybody. If there's a lot of people that I'm friends with who want to speak out, but they are afraid of the backlash, getting fired from their jobs, losing friends and family, whatever. I've been talking about this shit and bitching on Facebook for years. My TikTok's not going to change. So if you guys are afraid to speak out, I will do it for you. It's too late. I'm already on their red list. I'm going to the FEMA camp. I'm fucked. So I don't think I can backtrack now. You know, there's no rehabilitating me into a liberal, and they know it. So I'll go down fighting, y'all.
Well,
my final thoughts,
you know,
guys.
Go ahead.
I just want to say to all the listeners, please, I encourage you, I implore you, whatever you need to hear, to start taking some kind of action, whether it be you run for a local office, you seem like the crazy conservative at family gatherings. Gotta start standing up for yourself. got to start standing up for your beliefs, because I'm telling you, we've lost this thing at this point. Now, Jessica said, you know, good always wins in the end, and I'll go with that. However, there's a lot of pain that's coming our way if we let this thing go any farther. So you got to be a part of it. You can't just be a consumer of information and just say, okay, you got to support these content creators. You got to support these radio shows. You got to support these pages, and you got to do your part. You know, just don't take the information and be a consumer. Join the groups, be active in the groups, start posting content. At some point, if everybody takes a stand, there'll be too many of us to lock up. So with that, thank you guys for bringing me back second week in a row. I think you guys are both great, and I enjoyed it very much.
Well, thank you, Joe. And last words, Jessica, to close out the show.
I think it was a great show, too. I feel like we all have a great dynamic, and there's so many topics I'd love to cover with you. I feel like we should do a show on just AI and the self-thinking robots and cloning, and there's just so much stuff that we could dive into, an endless amount of information to share. So it was nice talking with you, man.
Yeah, it was great, Jessica. I do think we need to do this again. I do believe people like listening. And Kim, any final words to close up the show?
Oh, I just want to thank Joe very, very, very much. You were awesome. Thank you for agreeing for a second week. I just felt bad that we didn't get to all the content that we originally wanted to the first week. Jessica, you know how much you mean to me. Thank you so very much. Thanks for hanging in there tonight. And thank you, Chad, of course. And thank you guys for a great show. Next week we have Nick CTV and a surprise guest with him. I still got to confirm that, nail it down. The week after we have Kramer back with us. And, yeah, it's going to be great.
Awesome, awesome. All right, guys, good night, and thanks for tuning in.
Thank you, everyone. Have a good night.